Welcome to Pass the Damn Ball, baby. It is your host, Mitchell Adams, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. We are here in Cactus World. It is windy. It is not yet triple digits, except it is about to start to hit triple digits this week. Embrace the heat, baby. But the heat actually cannot be embraced because they got sent home in the play-in. The final four teams of the NBA season in the Western Conference, we have the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Minnesota T-Wolves. Eastern Conference, we have the Indiana Pacers and we have the New York Knickerbockers. All right, Indiana Pacers, ABA championships, they have never won an NBA championship. Oklahoma City Thunder won when they were the Sonics. The only time the Thunder franchise itself has been to the finals was, of course, the Kevin Durant, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. They lost to the Miami Heat that year. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh team. Minnesota Timberwolves. Of course, Minnesota Lakers. But who, you know, they still count those as Laker championships, not Minnesota championships. But for the franchise Timberwolves, this will be the first championship appearance if they were to make it. And of course, last but not least, the Knicks won the championship twice. They have not won it since 1973. So either way, we're going to be getting some sort of new championship feel to this, new team. Even though the Knicks, obviously, the mecca of basketball, Madison Square Garden, you know, Lakers, Celtics, Knicks, arguably are the three most important franchises to the NBA. They haven't been to the finals since 1999. That was the lockout season. They ended up losing to the Spurs. So with a team, when your stadium's known as the mecca of basketball, hasn't made it in that long, it's kind of exciting. Just, we're on the West Coast out here, so there's not necessarily a hate of the New York Knicks or biased against them. We're not annoyed by New York Knicks fans out here. I mean, of course, they're going to be obnoxious, but your team just made the champ or made the Eastern Conference Finals, four wins away from making the championship. Like, how can you not be excited as a Knicks fan? How? So I give all the props to Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns for taking down a Celtics team, coming back twice from 20-point deficits. Celtics, that is a conversation for another time. We do not have the time for that. But I will say, I am rooting for the Knicks. I did a poll on my Instagram page, at MitchAdams209, which I will share those results on the Pass the Damn Ball Instagram page. You want to follow at PassTheDamnBall_ on Instagram. And with this poll, I asked, who are you rooting for to win the chip, all right? Who are you rooting for to win the chip? Pacers, 11%. Thunder, 26%. Timberwolves, 26%. Knicks, 37%. Thank you for those who participated and voted in that. I am rooting for the Knicks. I really like the Villanova squad who won a chip together. Now it's a great story that they're back together, even though Dante DiVincenzo is not on that team. He is on the Timberwolves, and it would be really cool to see the two teams that made the big trade right before the season started of Karl Anthony Towns for Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo meet in the finals. Now, I predicted the Thunder would make the finals earlier to begin the season. I thought it was going to be Thunder-Celtics. And I made that prediction. Shout out to Shot Clock Scribbles, Tendai over there. We both had the Thunder. And I'm going to stay with that pick on the Western Conference. So I think it's going to be a Thunder versus Knicks. Now, if Ant can rise to the occasion, it is time for Ant to trigger the Michael Jordan in him, trigger the Fry Mamba in him, like ignite those. Elevate to help him elevate to get there and lead his team. He's got to be number one. He can't be Ant going 0 for 10 behind the 3-point mark. He's got to be that consistent ant, fierce monster, averaging around 30 points per game, keeping people involved, being the voice, talking his shit out there. Julius Randle needs to remain as the second best player, needs to continue having efficient shooting nights, which is something we haven't really been used to Randle, but how he has been able to adjust. It took them a while. They're the sixth seed, but he has become an incredibly important asset as the second best offensive player for the T-Wolves in this playoffs. Now the Thunder, SGA, possible MVP, they just eliminated the Nuggets. Jokic gave it all he got. And I think Russell Westbrook, just to settle on this debate, if I had to choose between Westbrook's career or Harden's career, I would choose Westbrook. But that's just me relating to the type of player that Westbrook is, that aggression, that grit every night, that wanting to have it. Yeah, sometimes you're overly aggressive, you make mistakes, that's going to happen. I never want to be a player like James Harden. That's cool, he has shooting accolades, that's great. Offensive player of the year accolades, all that stuff. Man, that dude could just, when Game 7 arrives, he turns into the Avatar. He just, the Last Airbender. When the team needs him most, he vanishes. Like that. That's James Harden. So, I think the Oklahoma City Thunder with the SGA, with the Holmgren and Williams young squad to their advantage, they don't necessarily need the rest. T-Wolves could use the rest, specifically Mike Conley, Gobert. I don't necessarily think that the days off are going to matter playing into this because of how young the Thunder are. In fact, the Thunder just played arguably their best game of the year. They're coming off their best game of the year, smashing the Denver Nuggets. I think they are ready for the smoke. I think it's going to be a great series. It's going to go 6 or 7 games. Congrats to the T-Wolves for knocking out the Warriors. Steph Curry, we'll see if what happens with them. Just like the Celtics and Warriors, that conversation, that's a whole separate podcast. But T-Wolves Thunder, I'm going to give the edge to the Thunder and say Oklahoma City in 6. Knicks versus Pacers, I think this is going 7. Pacers match up well with the Knicks. Nobody on the Pacers can guard Karl-Anthony Towns. Karl-Anthony Towns can't guard anybody on the Pacers. Nobody on the Pacers can stop Jalen Brunson. Then again, nobody on the Knicks can really stop Tyrese Halliburton. So I think the lineups with McBride and Mitchell, the Knicks will have a 7-man rotation. The Pacers can go up to 8 to 9. So it's all about who's going to last. If we're going to chop it down to 7-man rotation, the Knicks have the better 7 if we're comparing it. I think the Knicks, the home court advantage, Jalen Brunson, and Halliburton, you could argue, have been the two most clutch players in the playoffs. Now that Jokic is available, they're for sure the top two remaining. So I think Jalen Brunson with his grit, I think Coach Tibbs, this is his time. I think the Knicks are going to win this in 7. So I think we're going to see a Thunder beating the T-Wolves in 6. Knicks beating the Pacers in 7. We'll have a Thunder OKC versus New York Knicks NBA Finals. That is my prediction. Bet. Let's go for it. Pass the damn ball. Welcome back to Pass the Damn Ball with your host, Mitchell Adams. Spotlight Potential. Shout out to Cheesehead TV. If you want to read my latest article about Josh Jacobs and the milestones that he accomplished in his first year as a Green Bay Packer, highly recommend you go into Cheesehead TV. Look me up, Mitchell Adams. You can follow me on Instagram at MitchAdams209. You can stream this podcast on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple. And you can also stream a new song I released called Grind, produced by DJ C. Bobby, aka Chef Cole. You can also stream Valley DT, Valley Demo Tapes, featuring a ton of talented artists ranging from the Valley of Northern California to the Valley of Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this episode. One more thing I wanted to say real quickly. Brock Purdy, 5 years, $181 million guarantee, $265 million. That is a lot of money for someone who barely is more accurate than Jimmy Garoppolo. Just saying. Let's see what happens. But I don't see the Niners winning a chip in the next 5 years. Let's leave it at that. Pass the damn ball.